to for you, Manusam. Can you spell the limit, please? We want to know.
We should just sing from you. We should just sing from you.
A very good morning. So that you know that you are in the right place. This is the portfolio committee on human settlement. So that you, if you are lost, you start finding your way out. Thank you for being here. My name is Member Notawe Mafu. I am the chairman of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement. We have visitors here today, guests that we have invited from Nelson Mandela, the contractor from Nelson Mandela. That's why you see that this committee has got more members. They are here. You are mostly welcome in this committee. And we've got the department as well. What we're going to try and do is just first to welcome all of you here. But we're going to start with the normal items of the committee before we come to your items. So don't feel despaired. We're just going to deal with the general issues, the minutes, the other issues, then we come to your items. So you are free to sit, or if you want, if there was something that you didn't finish doing, you can quickly finish. We will dispose with the committee items in 30 minutes time, about 10:30, and then we will come to your item. I just want to welcome the members of the committee as well in this meeting. It's been a grueling past 2 weeks for all of us. Committees have been busy with debates on the extended portfolio committees on budget votes. And I want to take this opportunity to thank members of this committee from the bottom of my heart for the way they have conducted the debate, all of us from all the parties. I think the strength and the depth of the discussions and the debate on human settlement was very enlightening as well, and very welcoming. And I have no doubt in my mind that members of this committee, by the end of the first quarter, they would be understanding the issues ahead in this committee, even those members that are serving this committee for the first time. The way they understand the issue is amazing. So thank you very much, committee members. With those words, I really am trying to welcome you in this meeting. And I have to say, we are going to be sitting here until 1, unfortunately, because at 2, there's a house sitting, we have a plenary session, but we must all be in Parliament at 2. So we need to be finished by 1, so that members can break for lunch, and then we go to the house at 2. So we will try to be very business-like in dealing with the issues, so that people understand that we are just for time. So, with all those words, you are all welcome. Thank you very much for coming. The meeting is officially open. I'm hoping that the members have got copies of the minutes in front of them. I know it's a one-pager process issue. We just want people, I'm hoping that they've looked at them. And therefore, at this point in time, I'm calling for a correction first and a mover of the minutes. The minutes of the ways around. The minutes are inside of you. They are in a classroom. I'm waiting for them. Can I get a move out a minute? Remember, Brian, are you moving? Can I get the second one?
I'm moving, sir. Let me put in the mic so that my brother is moving this way.
Can I get the second one? Thanks, Propaganda.
Brian. Okay. There are things we have to discuss.
Yeah. Thanks, Bakana. So the minutes have been moved and seconded. I know we had a very bad, long week, so you are still trying to find your ways around. Thank you very much. The second, maybe I must quickly go into apologies. I have been informed that Member Ntobongwan is not feeling well. She is in the meeting right now, but she's not really that well. So she has asked if probably somebody she can be excused. And she has got Member Kaula sitting next to her, who will then sit in for her if she leaves. So, but she is here in the house right now. Apparently she has had a minor accident. So she's not feeling that well. Recovery, remember. So that's the apology that has been forwarded. But also, remember, we have invited the contractors and the department. The DG of the department has sent an apology letter apologizing, but there is a representative from the department that is here, but the DG himself is not here, so he has sent a written apology. So those are the apologies that are in front of me. Can we get acceptance of the apologies? Noted, Member Bam, seconded by Member Master. Can we move? There is a draft program. There is a draft program that has been circulated to members of the committee. It's a draft program which has been prepared from now until November. It's just a draft. So we just want members so that the work of the committee can move on. Obviously, it doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be changes on it, but at least you would have a sense of what is it that you want to do moving forward. Can we get a mover of the draft? Member Becker, and can I get a seconder? Member Mimizi, thank you very, very much. And then, there are two announcements that I want to just send to the committee. On the 14th of August, it will be a Saturday. There is housing awards that are taking place in Sentin Convention Center. They normally take place every year. They take place annually. The committee has been invited to these awards. So it will be the 14th of August on a Thursday. We all know that there's normal caucus of the parties in the morning on a Thursday, and we also know that Thursday in the afternoon there's a women's debate. So we have opened that invitation. All members of the committee, those that are available to attend, can indicate to the committee secretary if they are available. We're not going to be sending a delegation, all members of the committee. So please indicate your availability to the committee secretary by the end of this week. So of today, okay, by the end of today I'm being corrected. By the end of today, so that the logistical arrangement can be started as a matter of interest. It's the 14th of August. It is a Sunday in Johannesburg. The second announcement is yesterday, late, we have received an invite for a sanitation summit, which is taking place this weekend on Friday and Saturday in Johannesburg. Extension Convention Center in Gauteng. It's taking place in the first and the second. Indicates your availability immediately after this committee so that we can see who is available. Those are the two announcements that we want to make. They are not for debates, they are just invited. With that now being done, I'm moving now straight to what is on the agenda. Members, I'm hoping that at least you have looked at some of the documents that we have circulated. This item also comes from the legacy report that we received as a committee. I just want to say to Nelson Mandela, we are very pleased to have you here, but you must remember, Tina, we felt that we need to make contact with you as a new committee. We are a new committee that has been put after the elections of the 7th of May, but your issue is not new. So, but we then felt that rather than discussing your issue in your absence, you must be here. We have looked at the issue. We have invited the department. We are aware what more or less what has happened. We are also aware of the meeting, the last meeting that you had with the portfolio committee of the fourth parliament on the 5th of March, where some decisions were taken. As said, both the Nelson Mandela Metro, the provincial government, and the national government must try and meet with each contractor individually and find a way of how to move forward and resolve the issue. And that there was a quintessential mayor that was appointed, and that you also have to appoint your own. Where we are now, as the community, we would want to hear from the department how far from the time of the last meeting to now, what has happened. And obviously, as they do that, they will give us a background as well, because we are a new committee. And then immediately after that, we will give an opportunity to the contractors themselves to also tell us what has happened since the last time that they had met with the committee. But before I do that, I thought maybe it's going to be very important that we actually get to the introduction of who is here from the Nelson Mandela contractors, who is here so that we know who we are dealing with. And I will also give that opportunity now for the committee to also introduce yourself to you so that you know who are the members of the committee, because it's only me who has introduced herself. So we will do those introductions now, and then so that we all know who is here at this point in time, and then get to the issue. So how we'll discuss the issue, therefore, after the introduction, we will give an opportunity to the department and then give an opportunity to yourself. I'm hoping that with yourself there, there is somebody who will be doing the main introduction, and then obviously you'll come in, but you just want to have a sense of where we are right now. So let me start with introduction first. I'm going to start with my committee members and then come to you. So the Bala Papa, the team, I've asked to introduce the Malunga, the Muslim, and then I'm going to go again. This is a good
Morning, Chairperson. My name is Humphrey Mnemezi. I'm the member of the Kolo Committee on Human Settlement. Welcome to the call of that.
Thank you very much. My name is Patricia Pamlewanya from the Eastern Cape. I am a member of the Human Settlements Committee. Thank you.
Gama, Ulungi, Wongonga, and Tabash, a member of the committee. Thank you.
Yabonga, Gana.
Ashley Gana, and I'm the member. Thank you.
Yabonga.
Mulwen, Ikama, I'm the Kaira Gaga. I'm the woman who is Lunga, Human Settlement. Good.
Mam Kawa.
My name is Bumzando Bumwana from Eastern Deep in Tata. I'm a member of the committee.
My name is Ndumiso Kapa. I'm a member of the committee of the Mamunwe.
Jumela, Kali Jifeki Vitafara, Kisha Freestyle, I just want to call me and I am a
thank you.
Hi, good morning. I'm Tanya Baker and I'm a member of this committee.
Ms. Baker, Dr. Shalem.
Malaki Shalem. Member of the committee. Thank you.
Nango, okay, I'm the committee. Can you introduce yourselves?
Good morning, Honorable Madam Chair and members, colleagues. So my name is Suresh Galahiti, Chief Director of Cost Management, Quality Assurance, Eastern Cape Human Settlement.
Morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members and Contractors and Colleagues. I'm Captain Sharpley, I'm the head of Department Human Settlements in the Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Tani Sanduzo. I'm head of Legal and Contracts, Eastern Cape Department of Human Settlements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and Honorable Members and colleagues. My name is Mbonile Shabango. I'm the head of Forensic Investigation Unit at National Human Settlements.
Mr. Yap.
Good morning, my name is Leah Potloy. I'm the Registrar for the Portfolio Committee.
Can we go there before I go to the contractor?
Good morning, Honourable Members and Visitors. My name is Mireira. I'm in the Deputy Minister's Office.
I'm just going to say that the committee is going to be a member of the Deputy Minister's Office.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and the members and the contractors. My name is Unati Chodwana. I am the head of the Deputy Minister's Office.
Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Swazi Taitai. I'm from the Minister's Office.
Behind you, Swazi.
Good morning, Chairperson, together with your team of members of Parliament. And of course, contractors. My name is Tando Chipangalomba from Nelson Mandela Bay. I am the Deputy Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Tando. There, behind the script.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Inga Dan from PNG.
There's a young man I forgot this time. I don't know what happened. Come to the table.
No, good morning, everyone. I just apologize for being late. My name is Lindy Lebetuna, Executive Director of Human Settlement from Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Matthew Blow from the Eastern Cape. I'm representing the Eastern Cape Soccer Coach.
Kandi sikhulumela phambili womhlalo ngaphambili womntana sekomiti. Igama lam ndingumsuke Zikawu, ndimele uWeb. Mandibulisele namhla ngaphambili igama lam ndikhaya Veli Nombasa Masashi.
Mandizibulisele namhla ngaphambili igama lam ndingusipho Dora. Representative is going to work as well as his own boss.
Yes, Contractors, that is the time they're going to tell us. This is our first meeting as this committee.
that you are dealing with this matter. So let's just analyze ourselves, what is it that you want to hear, and then we'll take it over. And I understand exactly the frustration that you are having. But remember, this is the first meeting that you are having. Thank you, Honorable Nemeth.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I think we must accept what you are saying to us. We must appreciate that. This is not just a committee to deal with this matter. This matter was dealt in three other meetings before us by the previous committee. So I think we must appreciate the effort that the document is, but indeed note that we're not happy that we didn't receive them in time. I think I'm pleading with my colleague to look for, because the departments are only here. They will then fill the gap. Then we'll ask questions and then prepare for the future meeting if there will be a need. But my request then, Chef, would be the visitors, the invitees, who would want to see them. You know where the gentlemen are sitting? If they move this side, how is that? We want to see them. They talk to us. We can't be looking that way. So they must also be us. Kuthiwa indaba zimanzi zekweni kaeaba zimanzi komatoi bendithia kanjalo
elivini abantu basekhaya bayalisela bahlalani ngabo. Hayi, you sit just want the quarters to sit there so that as they speak the committee members can be able to make eye contact, you know, and see the expressions and be able to understand what's going on. That's all that is being requested. As that is happening, we are going to ask, therefore, with speed, because we don't have too much time, we're going to ask the department to then give us a better response. I'm assuming that the national department will lead in the matter. And then what will happen, therefore, and then I will give the opportunity to the public department to, if they want to add anything, and to the municipality, if they want to add anything, and then I go to the contractor. Can we then do that as a matter of urgency? Mr. Mbongeni Shabangu, you are the one who's going to give the better response.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Over to you, sir.
Thanks again, Jefferson. I'm not sure whether one should address couldn't raise the member. But just briefly, you know, when a request is always made for our supply information, we normally present a different offer, a PowerPoint presentation. There was no clear for how to do that. But as we're busy as a department looking into this matter, the view was that there's more that should be made available. It was never an intention, you know, to undermine the committee or members or to stifle debate. For that, we'd like to apologize virtually, you know, to the committee. Then in proceeding, one would then provide a brief background as to how we got to the point where we are at today. The department in 2011 received a complaint from one, Mr. Sipho Zoha of Construction CC, with regards to the construction of houses in Warobule, Area 9 and Area 10. The allegation that he had had at the time, you know, was that there was non-compliance with, you know, the human segment regime as we have in the current terms of the housing code, in terms of who gets appointed. If I may just briefly state, issue around, you know, the appointment of a main contractor who did not have any class certification but had a CDB, you know, from the engineering side. Secondly, that there was alleged corruption actually in that contract, that money that we intended for infrastructure were used for civil services. We need to add that the matter was escalated actually and had the skill was headed by the Director General's office, that is DG Tavane Zulu. The matter was investigated by the department in January. The matter was referred to the SIU, you know, civil allegations that funds could have been misused. The SIU looked at the matter, but lastly, the former chairperson of the previous committee referred the matter to AG, you know, for kind of an audit or a report and identify if there are any other concerns or problems should be resolved. That's how the matter started, and whilst the committee was busy handling the matter of Mr. Sipho Zoha, that's when the digital contractors, the one that we have today, came on board. The committee then sat down and they took a decision that there is a need for government to consider conducting a forensic audit into
this quarter of allegations made. Two, to look at, are there any problems which require the financial attention by government at the level of Nelson Mandela Bay municipality. That's how then we kept where we are at. I will touch briefly on the initial case that started this process out of Mr. Simon Troha. The FIU, when looking at the matter, found that there are no basis, you know, for government to look into this matter, given that the parties contracted actually knowing they had indeed disclosed that the WK Partners, who was the main contractor in the Simon Troha matter, did disclose that they only had CIGB actual certification, they didn't have any HPRC. Mr. Troha came on board as a subcontractor in that contract to provide the infrastructure. So the argument, we are talking about a joint venture between WK Pipeline and Komotoha Construction in this regard, where both parties agreed to participate in that contract. So government engagement, you know, with the parties was informed, of course, by the proposal that was put forward, and government was aware, even in the case of the parties, that parties, of course, had different, you know, what you call certification, which, of course, completed the requirements in terms of NHGRC and CIGB. So the main part of this instance was the WK Partners, who was never or is not complainant, actually, in this matter, and they never shall be complainant in this meeting. Secondly, with the AG, looked at the letter and said that no government funds were appropriated, and that did not warrant the federal investigation. But further, the point was then the committee recommended that efforts would be conducted in this regard. With regard to the following deposit, one is to say that the parties represented by Mr. Troha have complainants or contractors were indeed contacted by government. These followed an open or public tender process where government required someone to provide with services and also political top structures. So they performed, but there were areas of concern where both parties disagreed in terms of one, the quality of work that was delivered by the contractors and contractors. Two, what exactly was expected to deliver as part of the contract. Thirdly, the issue of causing incomplete project. The other looked into that, but one had moved with speed to an engagement. We then proceeded and looked actually at his letters, engaging with the contractors. Wherein we resolved that we need to give the contractors an opportunity to kind of do a stock taking, so to speak, of where delivered, looking at the contracts, and then come back to tell the government where are the gaps. We are trying to engage the contractors because there are a lot of opinions. There was a report of the budget surveyor which was not accepted, I would say, to involve the contractors. So we asked the government that they need to come back and say, if they dispute this report, where are the gaps? They should engage us in comment, and then we take it from there. The chair members, I'm not feeling well, I'm going to chair them, I don't feel. So our request would be clear from the province and the province and Mr. Dali to add where she had the amount of clear some items out. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I ask the province to add, I saw Mr. Doha raising his hand all the time. Or Mr. Gal, or that Mr. Gal, raising his hand all the time that Mr. Shabak was talking. I'm just going to ask you, there was a point of order, so that I actually ignore you. Quickly, not you don't give a report. You just explain what the factory you are raising your hand for.
The third point of order, because the Angotheta Layo, Aido Yi Tetra Balante. Such law, because Goku, just it Aiumi, China Riazi, and Ikaela has a directly good.
Namayamazi, Ratukau, everybody got a family to Shabang. Aido, the Lulin Aliazi.
Aido.
Aido,
you have a better with that again.
All right, we hear from the province then, the action on the national department.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. Just for the record, the province was the funder, not the developer. Nelson Mandela Metro was the developer in all the instances relating to those particular projects with the Tubelisha, the implementer. We, and the Gazad one, one that we speak to as province. We have come to several meetings, and we also, as province, appointed the quantity surveyor as an independent assessor. to assess the claims of the contractors, and as late as last week, they had last session, but I am maybe concerned that we're not going to reach agreement with contractors, because what is on paper seems to be different from what we see as fact and what they consider as fact. We have offered solutions in the past which have not sat well with the contractors, or rather moving forward than to sit and discuss the same thing over and over, which is an impediment to themselves because it's costing them money to be debating something. If you take all the contractors, they are capable contractors. We have work in the Eastern Cape. We'd like them to do work in the Eastern Cape, but the longer we discuss this, the more difficult it is to. And some of the issues are quite straightforward in our view, but obviously to the contractors, their claims are straightforward to them. And we're just hoping that this committee can assist us to close the issue, that it no longer be a petition. We have recommended in the past that if the contractors feel so strongly about their claims, the best route would be an independent court, but we were considered as being arrogant for saying this. Because if you go to court, you get your costs as well. So if you're confident about winning, that you are right, because we don't want to reduce something that is factual with state funds to be emotional and sensationalized by just saying that government must be sensitive to emerging contractors. We do consider them our contractors. We do consider them as part of our development as the Eastern Cape, and we really want to move this out of this committee and take it back home where we can offer these contractors an opportunity to work. We're not going to resolve, Honorable Chair, we're not going to resolve these claims, because what they are claiming, you would take me to jail yourself if I paid some of the claims that the contractors are asking us to pay. The more documentation is released, the more you look at the documents, the more convinced I am as the accounting officer that there is no justification for the claims. There was no direct relationship with the province. There was no direct relationship with, in some cases, with the Metro. And each of the cases, the resolution cannot be what the contractors are asking for. But there are ways of making sure that everybody is happy. Thank you.
And again, before dear Mr. Mandela, the Mandela's clarity, I think that clarity is needed. I think Mr. Mungeni Shabang was referring to the case of Mr. Doha. There are two cases, as far as we know. There is a case of Mr. Doha, which is in court, which is not the case that is supposed to be here. He himself alone. And that case has not come to committee yet. And then there is a case of the subcontractors, nine of them, that came to the committee on the issue of non-payment. And that's the case that we are here to listen, the non-payment of the nine contractors. And in the last meeting of the committee, there was recommendations. The recommendations were saying each of the spheres of government must try and have a one-on-one meeting with each one of the contractors and see how they can resolve the matter. And therefore, part of what we want to hear as this committee is what, therefore, each sphere of the government has done from the time of the last meeting to now. Have they met with the contractors? What is it, therefore, that they have resolved? Or what is it that was not resolved? We don't want a confusion in terms of now getting the cases mixed. Doha case is not in front of the committee. Let's make that clear. But I think the confusion is that Utaru Doha is also part of this nine contractors. That's where the confusion is. But this case that we are dealing with, Ukona is a quality surveyor, apparently, that was representing these nine contractors, because one of the resolutions was that member. Contractors must have their own quantity surveyor, and then the department must have their own quantity surveyor. Therefore, Mr. Doha is here representing those nine contractors as a quantity surveyor according to the recommendation of the last meeting. The primary value of the time. Go, okay, with the Shabbat. Everybody I said this. In the sense of that, I said it gave the recommendations the last meeting. So that we are going to be also get the exact recommendation of what has happened from the time of the last recommendation to now. They will get only report. I hear this many times. From the province. And then let's go to the national, and then we come here to the national department.
Thank you. I think you are being too linear. From the department, both Eastern Cape and the national, when you came here today, based on what you have said, was that all you came here to say? But that's my question. If that's all you came here to say, then either you wasted the contractor's time and our time. Because we, as I said, volume of information was sent, was that basic document was sent.
And
I want the department.
No, hang on. I'm going to give you that opportunity. Wait for the respect to say what they want to say, so that then I open up what you want to say immediately to all of them. Let's not hear, let's remember the 6 years of government. You've already noted what you want to say to the national government and the government. Let's hear what now the municipality is going to say. And then we deal with all governments at once. I understand your visa and everything else. Let's not hear what is happening from the municipalities.
Thank you, Chairperson. From the Minister.
Please talk to the recommendations so that you understand what's happening. And then when the members are going to have this, because remember, we have recommendations that were agreed upon on the meeting of the 5th of March by this portfolio committee. And all that you want to know, what has happened from the time of the meeting up to now in terms of those recommendations.
All right. Thank you, Chairperson. I will indeed deal with exactly that. What has happened in the last meeting was when we came here as the spheres of government, we had our own service provider, which was a quantity surveyor, who then presented a report to this committee, a report which we had to then go back as the 3 spheres of government and engage with the contractors. That meeting has taken place. We have sat with the contractors together with our own quantity surveyor, trying to find a resolution around the matters that they have raised. I must say that in the meeting that we had with the contractor, there were issues they were not happy with that they thought they wanted to challenge. And in the meetings that we had, and also in the meeting that was here, a resolution was that they should find their own specialist who would then be able to, together with our own specialist, deal with the report so that we can be able to find an amicable solution to the issues at hand. I must say that most of the issues at hand are technical in nature. First, the department is saying that whilst the committee is dealing with these matters, it becomes critical for us as well as our service providers to be able to look at those issues in a technical way and find a solution to those issues. I think there were some of the issues that we find in terms of the calculations, perhaps the report that is going to be presented by our consultant will then deal with those issues where we are saying this issue we've got an argument with and that issue we don't have an argument with. But indeed, there were issues that we have discussed. What much has happened then today is that the consultant from the contractor's side might be saying today that they have a dispute in relation to a number of issues, but we again are saying that those disputes should be resolved back in the meetings that we should be having.
All that you were doing nowhere because you said to me after the recommendation, the previous government met with the contractors, and there are areas of disagreement. And that's where we are. But don't tell me what they're going to say, because they're going to talk for themselves. They are here. So leave them. Just talk for Nelson Mandela. Thank you very much.
I, Mandy, apologize as a also, Mandy, so is over. Is such a Kukwangu.
No, Siabuena. Now, the report from, we've heard the report, but I wanted to understand, before I go to the conductor, I wanted to understand from the national government, because remember, the report that you gave us is not necessarily what you wanted. Do you have anything to say before I go to the conductor?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I thought at political level, we want to make sure that this matter is resolved, you see. But looking at the areas of disagreement and submissions and counter submissions, our attitude is that if we take the spirit of the last meeting, because the spirit of the last meeting was saying, try and find each other so that the matter could be resolved. And I think the spheres are amenable to that approach. But the issue which is a matter that we should try very much to find another way of doing it is when it is raised that some of the matters can lead to someone having to account. And we're saying on this matter, if we engage ourselves properly with the contractor, so that we can achieve these very same objectives, but applying other methods. For instance, in some instances, the report will say we cannot be able to pay for the services where they owe value for money. But having said that, we say, can't we find a situation where we are free? Because some of the matter can be settled in terms of ensuring that between the CS and the contractors, work is provided for them to be able to settle some of the areas which are quite, I don't want to say technical, but I don't even want to use the word justifiable, because I want us to be politically correct, but at the same time I want us to be sensitive to their life, much as we must be able to account for ourselves. So, I think we can be able to resolve this matter if we can be flexible in applying other strategies rather than some of the areas where they are disagreements. What disagreements are not going to assist us, as I'm looking at the cases again. They are continuously going to prolong this situation. I want to plead both with contractors, in fact, officials are willing. Okay.
Ngizokunanda ngilithela lokhu awuzokwazi ukulinda ngihale babona. Asikele ngibona bathini na. Because I feel like when I watch you are going to at the what you want us to do as a way forward. Asikazeni ukuya before wa way forward bengathi isibona. Because ngoku sithatha sibeke inqwelo phambi kwamashi. Masibandanyilo ndawo. Sif babathini then sizokwazi ukusiza. Kuyela kuwo lo mcimbi wakho. But I think to count as well in this sense. What I do it. And, my mother, you know, what I want to happen, because, no, I've seen your hand.
No,
and I'm going to give
you. No, not to ask a question, to ask you something. I'm from Limpopo. When you speak, Costa, you speak it so fast that I can't keep up with the pace of your
talk. I will not even speak Costa again. I was doing it for the benefit of the contractor, but I will try not to, because I look at them and I realize that 90% of them are. So that's why I apologize. I won't do it again. What I want to do now, because Remember, the conductors have got a representative, which is Mr. Tsoga, if I'm correct. Now, I'm going to give that opportunity to Mr. Tsoga to now state the case of the conductors, what has happened from the time up to now. So that when we then discuss, we discuss having had all the sides, we've had all the details, because I said I'm going to come here to national government. You want before I go to them? Okay. So be ready again, Mr. Tsoga, because I'm going to immediately after the national government, then I give it to you. You don't give us a historical. All we want now is from the time of the last meeting and when you were appointed as the political surveyor for this contractor, what has happened up to now? That's all we want here. So that we understand what has happened. Mr. Shabango.
Yes, I'll be brief. Just to say that, you know, after the appointment of the head surveyors on our part, they conducted their work and tried the report. The findings basically were that they were different. And if the structures were defective, the company, of course, it cannot be expected to pay for defective structures. But what they did was to give that report to the contractors, so to start the report, of course, and try to respond to that. And the meeting was held around the 18th of July, where this was discussed with the contractors, and the service government appointed actually to represent them and write a response to our report. So I wanted to add that chance. The report provided to the contractors to study and respond.
Okay, so the meeting was held on the 18th of July this year, this July. Okay. Now, we must be very cool and collected. And don't try to speak all of you. You're going to have all the opportunities. The representative of the contractors now, the floor is yours. From the time of the last meeting to now, what has happened?
Thank you, Sir President. I hope I will finish this presentation because the tone of the meeting is quite disturbing because hearing things we do not know. Number one, after the contractors came to Parliament, came from Parliament, and appointed myself, I met with the quantity surveyor that was appointed by the department. Especially one of the things we were told was that the quantity surveyor that was appointed was an independent person who would come up with a recommendation at the end based on the submissions I was making to him on behalf of the contractors. And the spheres of government as well were expected to make input in that process. But unfortunately, one of the things we realized from the beginning was that, in fact, that political surveyor was not independent. In fact, he was defending the spheres of government in the process. He was not a person to look at all the facts and listen to everybody and then come up with a report. He was purely simply defending them. But we decided to take that claim for 4 months, and we submitted information to him. According to my knowledge, there were no inputs that were made by persons we can point from the state. All that happened, we submitted information to the quantity surveyor. He was disputing it. Nobody came to talk to the information or do anything. And finally, at about beginning April, he came up with a report, a draft report. In terms of that report, we obviously had an opportunity to comment with respect to whether we are happy with his draft report. We made those recommendations. All those recommendations were ignored in respect of what we had pointed out as the areas which we felt that they are going to lead to a disagreement and to the non-resolution of the issues, which is now the case today. And after that, the process was quiet. We have done writing and even referring correspondence through NAVCOC to the committee itself, trying to explain what is happening with respect to the resolution of the process. Eventually, at about the 20th of June, an agreement was reached between ourselves and the Department of the Human Settlement in the Eastern Cape that a meeting must take place. Indeed, that meeting happened. Minutes were taken in the meeting. Then those minutes resulted to an absolute proof of what was happening in terms of what we understood as an attempt to resolve the issues The minutes were a complete, I don't know how to put it, Mama Betunafanala just gave you a land legal committee. Unfortunately, who general manager of a project management in human settlement also agreed that those minutes were not right, but fortunately for us, I have also prepared my alternative minutes, which I submitted, and those minutes were accepted as the true reflection of what happened in the minute, in the meeting, as compared to what the quantity that they had prepared. And then from there, we had another meeting on the 18th. During the meeting of the 18th, once again, they were, instead of an objective report, that is the final report coming up, the quantity that they had tried to close the letters off, telling the letters what will be paid and who will pay it, and none of those claims were directed to the department or any municipality. They were all directed to private developers and another private contractor, which is not even part of the discussions. And then the moment we saw that, we realized that there is a problem. And we raised that the process is actually flawed. The procedures have not been followed simply because people didn't make inputs from the side of the government. And also, the information we're submitting was not, in fact, there was no cooperation from the side of the department or from the side of the state, apart from the 2 minutes of meetings we have had. And in the meeting we have had on the 18th, there was a key resolution that was taken, whereby contractors number one rejected the report of the quality surveyor as flawed, and the department said they also agreed that the report of the quantity of air is problematic. But we looked at the period we have taken from the time the contractors were here before the committee in March and the 18th of July. And I pleaded to the meeting that we cannot have a situation whereby we discuss that report and start from scratch. Then the department asked for attention away from the contractors. It started out by came back with a resolution that indeed, we mustn't discuss that report. Instead, it must be reviewed and completed with clear recommendations. And unfortunately, the quantity surveyor was not there. He came and left. I'm not sure why he did so, but we felt that it was good because his presence was disturbing the mood of everyone. But now, ever since the resolution that the report must be reviewed, I was once again requested by the department to review the report myself and make recommendations, and the date of the submission for the reviewed report was the 25th of July. I worked that whole week with new information we needed, and on that specific week, I must be honest, there was unbelievable cooperation from the Department of Human Settlement. They provided most of the information we needed. The information that is now outstanding is information with respect to bank records of Tubelisa Homes. Because we need that information to make sure that we do not sit with recommendations that say contractor A must be paid 2 million, only to find that previously he was already paid that amount. So we agreed on that one, that we can never have a situation whereby we say people must be paid, but the future in terms of what has been paid is not understood. And then the report, as per the resolution of the meeting, I finished it on Friday, circulated it. I requested both the contractors and the Department of Human Settlement to go through the report and point out what they believe is wrong, or I have got it wrong in the report. I gave them up to 5 o'clock yesterday. Up to now, in fact, the contractors have accepted all the reviews of that report. Up to now, we have not received comments from the department saying what is their position. And I felt that the good thing I should do, because I represented the contractors before, and I still represent them now, I should give government time to, I'm a human being, to point out exactly what I might have done wrong in the report. I do not have that information. And one of the things that are of the resolutions that are contained in the minutes of the 18th, are that after the report has been completed, the general manager of project management will evaluate the report, and after that he will present it to the HOT and the MEC for a final decision. As far as we understand, that is the process that has been followed. We do not have the decision of the MEC. We are not aware that there is anybody who is unhappy with the report that has been reviewed. I must comment on the issue of the future. This thing has been raised time and again. And out of my own will, I have explained to the department, specifically to the general manager for project management, that it is impossible for a person who is owed millions of rand to carry on with work without receiving the money that he has been paid. If we don't understand business, if you owe suppliers money, there is no way that you can go back to those suppliers and say, get into more debt and give me more money. I'm getting new work, I'm going to carry on with houses. It's impossible for contractors to work that way. And there's also an issue that came that there was a forensic audit report or a report that shows the effects that has been presented to contractors. We do not have that report. That report has not been presented to contractors. I am actually grateful that I've finished talk. I didn't think that I would manage, because most of the things I've heard here, I don't know where they come from. But everything I've presented, I can back it with minutes. And I've sent those minutes, but unfortunately, I only managed to give them to Mr. Brown last night and this morning. They are here in the records of parliament. Everybody can see who is telling the truth and who is not telling the truth. I think, sir, let me thank you and stop there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tocha. Just before I open up, just on a lighter note, what made you think that you will not finish?
I remember that he did a ranger. They did not see the length of the interview, but I apologize for that, but it was quite annoying. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having been able to control that error that you were able to finish. Thank you very, very much. Now, members, the National Department has presented, the Provincial Department has presented, the Municipality Nelson Mandela has presented, contractors have presented. Now, what I want, before we get to the debate itself, can we get clarities? If there's anyone who wants clarities on these inputs, can we then raise those clarities? Doesn't matter who do you want to raise the clarities to all the people that have spoken, and then we can move forward. I'm noting Honorable Member Shembe, Honorable Member Kata, Honorable Member Ndobongana, Honorable Member Bam, Honorable Member Memes, in that order. And Honorable Member Nganga Tabash, in that order. Can we then ask for clarities? Then we're going to discuss.
Thank you very much, Chair. Also, the appearance of the invited. My question goes to the municipality Nelson Mandela. If they can convince me or others that the housing component of section in the municipality is fully functional.
Suppose the plan is now, we're not debating it.
Yes, it's a question. Is fully functional in terms of people to do the job accordingly? That is my question, because I can see the debate that we have, but if I can get the clarity that the municipality itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Kada.
Thank you, Jefferson. My point of clarity goes to the provincial government. If I recall the gentleman earlier on, in his briefing, which I was not even convinced with his briefing, he said that this matter, he doesn't see this matter being resolved immediately. And yet, the gentleman is saying that the report was circulated. So, I think, Chairperson, I don't know, but there's some element of not being interested for this matter to be resolved. And hence, I was not convinced with the Commission and Government report. And I think he gave us a report that is perhaps, according to the gentleman, is not true. And then to the National Government, I'm also not convinced the report that has been given by the National Government. In fact, Chairperson, I'm not happy that the DG is not here.
let alone that there's somebody from his office, but I am not happy. For these things to be resolved, we need senior management. Somebody's got to account here in this meeting. Thank you.
Member, where am I now? Member Tang? Oh, Member Dobongwan, I'm just here. Thank you, Member Dobongwan, for reminding me.
Thank you, Shane. No, mine, I need clarity on the payment of the contractors. But have you paid the contractors or not? I didn't see it. Thank you.
Member Dobongwan, I think that's the reason why you're here. Non-payment. I have faith in non-payment of contractors. Non-payment. If they have not paid. Yeah. Member Tang? I didn't look like you. No, I didn't. No, it means you had an afterthought. You see, that's the thing.
Thank you, Jefferson. And I wish to acknowledge with pleasure the reports that have been given by all the parties. My point of clarity is whether the side of government, all spheres, do they acknowledge receipt of the minutes or of the report that came from the contractors, the report of the 25th? Because I think right now that's where we are. Do they acknowledge receipt of that and what they think or what are they going to do about it? That is my first point of clarity before we go into argument. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Member Khan? Member Khan, don't share for me. Member Khan.
Thank you, Chair. Grandi. Oh, Chair. One of the entities or agents or implementing that continue to crop up in each and every document that I read here, all this of them, is Tunisia. Is it still alive? Alright. Please, Jonathan, when earlier I said that sometimes it's difficult when you are given a lot of information, and as I talk, one tries to go into this document. This, the one, there are two reports that are made here. There's a quantitative report. Oh, and there's a forensic audit that I had in Tremetro. Do these documents exist? And can we have sight of it? Because it seems what seems to be the problem here, or Chair will say I must not debate now. I'm going there now. As you answer then, my next questions are coming. I'm giving it to Honorable Memeze and the wing of the majority party.
Don't share this meeting. Until that time that we are going to have the chair, for now I'm sharing this meeting, Honorable. I know you are tied to chair, but unfortunately for now you can't share. Honorable Memeze?
Mr. Abulela, sir. The presenter who's the representative of the contractors is saying finally having gone through another report from the quality surveyor, he reviewed the report and got cooperation from government sphere, and he has managed to finish his report. The clarity I'm looking from both the rep and the department is whether yourself as the representative, did you acknowledge the defects that were pointed out by the previous report, the quality surveyor report, or not? The second clarity question I'm looking for. When you are in a building situation,
are usually milestones. And people are paid per milestone, whether foundation, walls, kanjalo. So whether the department, everybody would love to hear the answer there, whether were those milestones paid from foundation to world level, kanjalo, were those paid in this relationship?
Thank you, Jefferson. My clarity is whether the presentation that has been presented before us today by the National Department, is this the one that the previous committee on the fourth parliament, because we're not dealing with new issues. We are continuing from the way it was done by the previous committee. That when they met on the 5th of March, I want to believe because of the election, maybe the committee couldn't meet after that. I want to believe this was the last meeting. No. 12th of March. Oh, yes, you're quite correct. I'm not sure what has happened or changed. I don't have those minutes on 12th of March. But what I have, we don't have. The minutes that I have are of the 5th of March. I accept that it's fine, change. But then if there are other minutes, then share from your table, assist us, if you recall what is in that in relation to the same subject. Uti, there was something that said this department is expected to bring a presentation, a report and table. So that's why I'm referring to your table before the committee on Wednesday the 12th, whether it was done. On the way, because we're supposed to come on the 12th of March and table a report before the committee of parliament. Why I'm raising that chair? I'll tell you why where I'm going. I'm going to a report that is tabled before us, a provincial, because really the people that are really involved here are the municipalities, both of them, the metro and the local municipality of KwaZulu, although in case now look like we're concentrating Nelson Mandela, and the provincial government. Now, these minutes are saying dated 18 July, as the province was indicated there was a meeting, that the representatives from the contractors are saying they were not happy from the subsequent meeting to that meeting in relation to the minutes that were tabled in that meeting by a quantity survey, Manguzwedash. Right. Now, on the last page of those meetings, one before the last, because the last one about signatories, page 5 of 6, because I think it's item number 9. The final report will be presented to the department on the 25th of July, 2014. So, we've gone past the 25th. Oh, it's when last week. Yeah. So, would assist us to get an indication. We have this report at hand. Can it be given to the chair for circulation to us? Or briefly, through the permission of the chairperson, can they be allowed? I understand there might be things that the contractors are not happy about, but as a committee, we must take our department responsible for which they've done all the work first. So that they briefly take us through on that report, and then we are able to move forward so that we don't go back and forth. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for Chair
that there is a need for further engagements. I think we need to go back
also looking at the other raised by my colleague, Mr. Mkomeso. But with this one, I can say yes for now. I want to say yes, you know, we are happy. Yes. But crucial issues crop up because I'm calling for us to go back and really look at the issues in connection with the province as well as the Santa Fe and the Kaju Commission.
Thank you. Robin?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I just want to apologize if we come across as being not truthful. And I hope that the facts will correct that perception, and we will try and do everything we can to cooperate and do what's necessary to have justice. We have received the report from Mr. Doha on the 25th with much appreciation for the amount of work he put into the report. And that is why in the province's initial comments, we are even more convinced by his report that we need to discuss something else besides the claims. I'll cite one example, Chetty 600. The contractors tendered for 38,886 rand 10 cents. The final amount they were given after completing houses or wood defects was 53,801 rand. So there are, and we are currently as a province, this was in 2008, as province, we went back in 2012 and rectified those very houses that they now want additional money for. So when we look at his report, if the committee wants us to have an opportunity to respond to that report in writing, line by line, because he has been very detailed in that report, we will give the committee our role as province as the funder, not as the developer, on why we cannot allow funding of the state to go for work that was supposedly incomplete in 2008. There are, Honorable Chair, three matters you're dealing with. It's metal builders, it's churches 600, and it's the sacerdotal proportion in Kakadu. And those are the three that in our opening remarks we were referring to and asking that we look forward rather than trying to deal with something that I don't think we're going to end up coming to a resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Rappley. The only thing that maybe the clarity, so if I move to the municipality, was there a reason that you have not communicated with the Toha yet to any respect to the report, acknowledging of the report or something like that?
Chief Manage Oloman, he sent to us yesterday.
Yes, he did yesterday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sherison. I think there was one question that was related to us. It was in relation to our staff complement. I must say that the Human Settlements Directorate within the municipality is fully capacitated with over 400 staff members which are qualified and experienced. Thank you.
Okay. Mangaluk. Was there a question that was directed to the court staff themselves? No. Was there? Mr. Ross? Okay, can you respond therefore?
Thank you, Sebastian. Mr. Menezes, there are two things. I'm going to start with the last one. He needed to know whether the milestones were paid to the contractors. I'm actually grateful that that question is coming up because this is where the misunderstanding is. The milestones, in most of the instances, were paid. But there's been a big problem in the Eastern Cape, whereby I think in these two instances there are two projects that are affected, whereby contractors were instructed to build a 40-square-meter house, but the fund that was paid to them was for a 30-square-meter. So irrespective of whether they were paid, they would always run a shortfall. And the structure that was built in the Eastern Cape, particularly in what used to be the Western region, is far superior than the structure that is prescribed by the norms. And we can only assume that the budget is based on what we see in the housing code. So irrespective of whether the contractor paid, the
master have been paid. The contractors in the majority in the Eastern Cape, particularly the ones I'm representing, they have that problem of working with an underfunded the project. And also notice in the learning strategies report that they have also acknowledged that the Tourism project were in fact underfunded. So that is why the contractors are saying the things we hear today. There are payments that have been made. In certain cases, all the amounts that were agreed to have been paid, but the contractors are building a house, but on each house, make their earning at a shortfall of 12,000. So that is the main problem with respect to why contractors are having problems. So I think I've dealt with the issue of my zones. It's not really a case of a non-payment. It's a question of by a person. You get a bag of cement, you pay him 20 rand, but that bag of cement costs 50 rand. So that person will always have a problem. So
what was the agreement?
Like for instance, in the church project, the agreement was 28,000. Initially, it was 28,000. But if you go back and look at the records, that 28,000 was for a 30 square meter, but the house that is on the ground is a 40 square meter. When you compare the prices, the house doesn't come up from that budget. You can't complete it. And also, with respect to the milestone, I must mention, because the real hotspot here is 8,600. The problem in 8,600 is the contractors priced a bill of quantities. That bill of quantities did not have an item called a foundation. It did not have, in fact, on the roof, it only has two roof trusses. But the house doesn't stand roof trusses. And the house cannot stand if there's no foundation. And the house that was built on the ground is composed of roof tiles, which need more planks as compared to zinc houses. But the contractors were made to build a 40 square meter on a foundation, provide roof tiles, and provide entrances. But there's no payment for those things.
Thank you for being here.
And then another one was about whether I acknowledge defects on the previous report. I've only seen one report, Chairperson, which is the quantities of the other report. I'm not quite sure if the word, what exactly says the word defect refers to in a report. Maybe if someone can help with that, maybe I can understand the question, because I'm actually confused because of that word defect. If it means shortcomings, yes, I have acknowledged them to the best of my ability. But obviously, I didn't want to make another professional report to look. Bonagari Kakobi. Let me stop there. Thank you, Jefferson.
Okay. Clarities have been asked, and we've got the clarities. No, I'm opening the debate. No, the clarities are not going to be discussion. Because once you calling your clarities, most of those clarities are discussion now. I'm actually now opening up for discussion, which is now I'm going to note people that are now want to comment and discuss. Remember now, as we discuss, help us to go to what needs to be done, so that we are able to understand what needs to be done. I'm opening the discussion. That discussion, I'm going to be biased in the sense that I want committee members to be the ones that discuss more, whilst you are listening on this side. But when there's a need for this side to say something, I will indicate. But I want the committee member to actually now interact with the report more. Clarities have been asked now, discussion. Umamukhawula kudala isifazana wayeyithanda le commit. Sizabiza wena ke mamukhawula silandelise ngo-honorable Gara, silandelise ngo-honorable Sam, silandelise ngo-honorable Chapa, honorable Shelembe, honorable Ngangasabashe, honorable Mbelezi. Asiyeni ke.
Ngiyabonga honorable Shelembe. Into engiyibhekayo la, angazi mhlawumbe labamfethu abakhona ngaphambi kwethu, ngoba nokuthi sibalise ngaphambi kwethu noma sibabuka ngemoto, ngabe bayazi ukuthi izindlu zibaluleke kangakanani kubantu, ngabe bayazi ukuthi i-crisis ingakanani emphakathini, nokuthi ukuthi izindlu mhlawumbe kanje nigeza mahhala kufuna kube yiquality, ayiquality. Izoqala la kusavela,
saveya kuna kube ngempela ngabe usaveya owazi umsebenzi ngoba uyena ofuna kazi nokuthi umhlabathi indlu izohlala kanjani amathrenja bese ngibuyela back la ukuthi ikhona le nto ebuyenzeka iya yokuthi u-housing yena uqobo ngazo zithi mamela ke mamukhawulela lakukuvala
okayulundwendwe apha
okay
okay. Yes, ibekiwe uphambi kwethu.
Okay.
Kwenzeni bake ngoku ungathethi
yonke into le.
Yes, hlala ke reporting.
Okay, ngibona isihlalwami. Lana into engicabangayo mina ukuthi yikho ukuthi uma sionakele kufuna sivele sivune iqiniso. Ngoba into engibekayo lana ile yokuthi abahola abantu ngabe ngempela umasipalane wabanikeza imali. Phinde kodwa mbuye ngikhavela khona la kuvela khona ukuthi imali yakhe sokusho ukuthi umsebenzi ongenziwa. Ngabe wakwenzelani lokho na? Ngimbonge umhlonishwa lo nezansi lo ugcina ukukhuluma. Ngoba yena kusho ukuthi uyinisele ukuthi le ndlu le ayinikeze iqiniso lonke neqiniso lonke ukuze kugcineni siphume kathi nesisombululo esibalekayo ngale ndaba yalezi zindlu ngoba kuyiqiniso lemqobo ukuthi ngeke phela nibheke ukuthi khona imali e-right elizoyithola uba umsebenzi ungagcolisi. Ngiyabonga.
Enkosi bangikhawula.
Thank you, Chair. When I did start, and then when I asked in the department, this is all they gave me to say, and the department said, to answer me. And the department said, yeah, that's all that we came to say. And I'm trying to say, why is it good to hear motivation, emphasizing about the internal report, trying to juggle a lot of documents and to understand what's happening there is not an easy task. And I would have loved for this measure, if we had to properly look at it, we need a comprehensive report covering all the bases of this issue in one single report. And not that, because some of the things that are being said, the minutes of meetings, as if we have to approve the minutes of the meeting. I mean, half of the documents that there were minutes of meetings, and that we must have. I did also ask him whether these reports of the forensic audit exist, and no one says it does not exist, I assume it does exist. So it makes sense for that to come in. Because of my interest there, and then one of the things that I've been mentioning is the duplex of the houses. As you might not share when we did speak, this is one issue that I think we are, you know, we should be building more houses, quality houses, but because we have to fix the houses that were built, it will make sense. Because from what I'm hearing from the contractor side, they're saying you are accusing us of building shoddy houses, but you have never given us, you haven't shown to us which houses to build. And that's what I'm hearing from the contractors. You don't want to pay us because you are accusing us of all these things. So in that report that you're going to present to us, we're going to call you soon, very soon. Please list all the houses of the defects, the extent of the work that has been done to repair those defects, so that we can be able to compare how much was the house costing, how much the defects, how much did it take you to fix those things, so that we can see the whole picture. At this moment, I'm getting pissed. There's a defect here, there was no traffic. There was no tie. We don't even know how much of these houses are actually people sitting in there. And it will also help in that comprehensive report if we can tell us if people are staying in there. Because one of the things that I read was that there were two contractors claiming money for the same house in one of the reports. Okay, you might not remember because there were a lot of them that you wanted to ask. But the one other thing that people were claiming for the same house. So one of the things is one need to know if these defective houses that can't sell, are there people staying in there? Has there been an instance of houses falling over and now there's no house? But that would help. And has there been instances where people have actually went on to fix those houses themselves. Because it's going to assess us. But one of the things I always say, when we do build houses, it must of good quality. Fair type. And then the involvement of the quantity surveyor or the surveyors or the professionals. By the way, in all these projects, it seems the inspectorate, whether it's surveyors and all those things, they were not really that much involved. If the defects are only picked up after 2011, when money has not been paid, and the houses were built in 2003 and 2008, and now the other things that we must not run away from is wear and tear. That it's possible that the house built in 2006, if you have to inspect it in 2014, it might show defects. But at the point of paper giving that certificate, everything was fine. All the wind, the rain, and all those things. Has that aspect been taken into account? The length of time it took the department or the surveyor or whoever it is to go there, as where has there been taken into account? Because you leave the house, it's even a paint. If it's been paint for 6 years and no one says it, they know what happens. The paint will fall off. And that's businesses can't say, they, you know what, your paint is falling off, your trusses are not good, your tires are shifted. But in that period, there was a lot of wind, there was a lot of rain, and the person saying they were not renovating or keeping up the house. So if one needs to understand at the point of actually appointing this person to look at the houses, how old was the house? How did he assess the damage of that? Because other than that, we'll say the department is right and the contractors are wrong or vice versa. But as we don't have the full picture, it makes more sense. And as I said earlier, I would like to see the report of the quantity surveyor, the one that's being disputed by the contractors, and the forensic audit that the contractors say they never did. So to them, it's like it's hearsay. And the other thing is, it's not easy for me to come in here and try to take everything at once and try to make a story. Next time, when we have a proper 2 or 3 reports that we're going to look at, and we're going to repeat it, so that when I have the question, I can say, all right, on page 3 here, I don't understand what you're talking about. But now I have to memorize everything that's being said, and don't have someone who's busy taking word for word what you're saying. We have to rely on minutes for next time. So, Chair, because the department was not ready to present to us, and they must go back, prepare a proper report for the committee to consider, and then we must come and engage with it. For now, it's only a thing, because I can't respect anything as a sign of judgment. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Rana. I must say, your memory is not bad at all. Looking at the document that you have looked at and what you have just said, you are not bad at all. You did well. Honorable Shemp. I just like you, Honorable Shemp. And we did. Okay,
well, I understand. I'll keep
you.
Thank you, Chair. One is experiencing, a concern after listening. I mean, especially that the municipality is fully functional in terms of the staff complement. Why I'm saying that, because if the work is done accordingly by the municipality, because the municipality directly deals with the people on the ground who are looking for houses, and the service delivery, it is there. You know, when we look, at the report, one must say, if we had the stage house report of each project, that will tell us now, say, how many houses, were given to that contractor bills. And at the same time, one must know the time frame for those houses to be, the project to be complete. But what is happening now, I'm not getting the clear picture now. What is the role of the building inspector and the project manager from the municipality side? Because for any project, to approve the payment from the start, there's a foundation, the building inspector and the project manager must come to and say this work has been done and the contractors make a claim. But if this is not happening and say the house at the end, that there is a claim for the market site, there is no house, there is a house with defects. So I have a problem there that how is that staff, if they have been trained properly and capacitated by the municipality, that we have such from where the status of the house is not clear. And lastly, I don't think it's easy for any employer or any person or any funder to transfer the money for payment if this, I mean, the claim does not meet the requirements as per the checklist or specification in the document. I think if the municipality can consider that and look at that and say, as a municipality, we are happy with the requirement in terms of the specification, then the province and the National Development Settlement will be able to say contractors have not met the requirement. But for now, in front of me, it's like that, there is no clear indication how many houses to build, what are the defects, and then say, okay, we cannot because we have that stage has reports in front of us. That is my contribution, that I would appreciate that municipality works harder than any other department because they are closer to the contractor and the people on the ground. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Solitra. But if you look at this report, which is non-payment of housing delivery services, that it does give a sense of how many houses each contractor was supposed to build. But as you say, we don't know how many actually built, but how many ways they supposed to build. So that when we get that report that Honorable Ghana talked about, which is the comprehensive, we are able to compare with what we already have in your head. Honorable Bam.
Thank you, Chairperson. My problems. First of all, the tender spec, the initial tender spec. What were the initial tender spec? And if the tender specs were reviewed later on, what was the redetermination of that tender? And were there budgetary accommodation, was the budgetary accommodation for the increase of the square meterage or whatever? I hear Mr. Smoker talking of trusses, two trusses. I've never known of a place like that with this in Google, of a place that has two trusses, and you expect to have a tile roof on top. What were the specifications? Because if the department wanted a particular quality of house, they should have stated it in the specifications. And if the specifications were changed later on, it should have been in writing and also informed, and also informed by the budget that was allocated to that project. The second thing is, I heard one of the gentlemen from the municipality talking about giving work next time to the people that have been quote-unquote shortchanged. And that, to me, is not acceptable because each tender, each job or each assignment has got its own budget. Are they now going to overload the piggy bank or the new work that is done without having settled the work that they quote-unquote good in the beginning? Also, I want to find out if Tubelicha was liquidated because of this gymnastics between the two of them, whether it was liquidated on its own or it had something to do with the non-payment of this. If it's so, it is the worst indictment that the government can ever look at, because as a budding operator or as a service provider, it is the worst thing to have to be liquidated because government is not paying. The second thing is, we are talking of okay, I've covered all this. What I would also like to know is, how did the department pay after the work? They are saying the work was under was not was not uh, to was not acceptable. How did they manage to pay? Because they should have had a quantity surveyor, an engineer, and the project manager to assess the work done. At what stage was this, was the payment determined to be released to the contractor if the work was not of expectation, was not according to expectation? And secondly, why was it that the department increased the size of the square meterage or whatever they increased without putting budget for it to be extended or to be augmented? I don't know what exactly they augmented. Thank you, sir.
Honorable members, I don't care.
Sir, my submission indeed would be this meeting, because it's our first meeting as a new committee, taking from the previous committee. So we indeed need a report. I think Honorable Ghana is spot on. You know, separate reports that are everywhere are not really helping, you know, people to understand where problems are. Because we as this committee, we are new staff. We want our staff in the national department, in the provincial department, in the municipality, to do what we have appointed them for. Those that are engineers must prove to us that indeed they are engineers. We see that when people manage a project, identify defects and write reports that come to us. But we don't go there. We can go, but you know, South Africa is big. We can't be everywhere, but we can go to see if indeed this house is not finished. If this house is KKL, it's like bonus. Yeah, bonus KKL. This? We have seen that. But at this age, reports must help us. There's a way Honorable Ghana put it. I think we agree the report must help us. Where there are the contractor want payment, but there's no how there. But they just want a lucky payment. So the report must indicate all those so that it assists us. We don't want to look at you because you look fine. We think what you are presenting is fine. We're not judging people based on looks. Or who tend to have good rep. Now, you know, who tend to have rep, we are honorable members. We want to base whatever we say on something concrete. We appreciate the fact that building a house is a technical and engineering exercise. So you need qualified people to write reports. From this room, it's very difficult. If the house is not there, you can see it's not there. If there's a lot of cracks, you can see. So, but, you know, it starts from where Member Farm is saying. Because in the beginning, when you advertise, they are steps. Now, if everybody agrees that although this is a 30 square meter range, but we think you can afford, because whatever remedy, I know we can have it. I know contractors have happened there. We have been there. So, but that arrangement, if it was agreed, then it must be in a report. So that we see who is deviating. So now the contractor say, no, you were expected to put a 30 square meter, but you forced us to work on 40. But you didn't pay for that. But now, which means for us to be able to understand whether we can judge, we need detailed reports. helping us on all these points that are raised here. But we must say, as the government led by the agency, we have noted that contractors are not associated many a time. And yet it is known that contractors of today are from a background that didn't help them. They were somehow marginalized. So we want a government that staff that are taking our people, you know, first. You start in the beginning, you don't realize later. So I think we are clear that our contractors should not be punished. Project managers must see problems in the beginning so that the contractors are not forced out of business when problems could have been picked up early, and then they are prudent. If they are not really fit for the job, then they must be told. We can understand them, but I think the best thing for us to begin, so that we don't look at who's looking good, let's be given properly right hand results. Within that, the way within everything, properly, so that we can follow where things are wrong, where things are right, we can follow. But we agree, this is a technical matter, but we have people who can explain it where things gone wrong. So I think that would be helpful to us. Details report, you know, sometimes a summary that is too much of a summary. It can be this, because now we must read between the lines, because it's too much summarized. So I think we don't want to do that, read between the lines.
Yes, Jefferson. I'll go back on the point that you raised.
when we're seeking clarification. That we, this is a continuation of the work done by her, not a committee of parliament in the fourth parliament. So we need reports that are outstanding that were requested by that committee. That's where we are going to start from. Both Babaidi Department, National Department, Provincial Department, both municipalities, the metro, and but I heard the HOD was saying that that was done by them. But whichever way, we want not to report. But the other report that we require is a report that talks to what both parties agreed on the 18th of July. It's written by the department that says that both parties agreed that they were against the report last summer, as they were saying, they were not agreeing on the report last summer. And at some stage, the department acknowledges that they say, yes, they were against, and they were going to go back and work on those. And then at the meeting of the 25th, that report we don't have. But also, it says those reports were going to be handed over to the MEC for the department, for the MEC to take a final decision. Who wants to have that? Because we don't want to prolong this. And whether this, what the MEC decision is acceptable to the contractor or not, because we haven't reached that. The MEC has not reached that. So we want that report. My proposal, Chair, in the next meeting, would want to have a report in the MEC and a background that we have alluded to. Because to be technical, yes, it's not going to assist us if we don't have those background reports. And also all this, and the attachments that other members and honorable members have talked about the system. But what I don't agree with that is to go back as if that there were no work done by a previous committee. I wouldn't agree with that. It's okay for us to have a brief background, but we can't just go back and ask for everything as if there was no work done by the previous committee. I let me share.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mgalakarash. Honorable Pastor, I will be very nice to you.
Thank you, Christian.
Just briefly, I won't waste more time because I've covered mostly with the previous speaker, my colleague. But I think what is important, perhaps is something that we should learn here. It looks like, you know, there was no relationship between local government, provincial government, and their contractor, because we wouldn't be in sitting here. And it's a national problem, Chairperson, and I'm just hoping the national government should emphasize this, because if these three people were talking to each other, even before, I mean, the house goes to a certain stage, wouldn't be sitting here today. So it's something that I want to throw out, and something that we need to make sure that we agree. Otherwise, I'm covered with the figures. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Pat. Thetha ngokuthi ukhawu funa ukuthi oya phakathi la ngoba sithamba emvakwami so thetha ukuthi ukhawu
so ngeke wosazana uthe uzathi wokuphiva wengqalo phezulu khose lapha yiyo lo no wonto yika uthe la ukhetha emva komuntu omkhulu wosazana ndiyabeza bonke abahlekazi bathetha kakhe apha into ebalulekeyo yinyani yabona ke xa ungekho bunyani nakhwela ibhatile endlini nkosini because ndiyamthanda inkosazana ethi ikomiti yepalamente from before election kwakumele oledi iuma mtenguzosayimele kwa idepartment angamayina nina umzekelo udidi udidi akanatlula
ayikuthethelela kanto tatam
ngizakuthi ke ngoba singaphuma thina last of that week esiva ofisini zam
on their feelings in the embargo, this was my body. Something that I have, because they need a young man. Do you prove what God is doing? What is it? Do you prove by it? But as it is our role, find them, see, you call them cousins, I will see,
resolve this problem. And again, when we see, but I have to solve, I wish we did.
We went to him officially. Instead of us in the area, it is the Rama police, Saber, and the other lady was beaten by other men in the agency office. And that is them being put to us. Thank you.
Now, members and colleagues, there is a detailed report according to this meeting that was prepared by Mr. Tsoha. This is a report from minutes were submitted to the department on the 25th of July. And these minutes of a report have for the recommendations that them as the contractors have put into place. Now, the 25th of July is about 4 days ago. Today is the 29th. When the department was responding, said, we received the report yesterday, which is the 28th. They acknowledged the receipt of the report, but they have not looked at it. Which then speaks to what Honorable Ghana speaks about. Which then gives us an opportunity, therefore, to one, be given an opportunity to look at that report, but also give the chance to the province to actually respond to the report of the 25th of July. Which therefore will tell us what it is that needs to happen. But now the committee is saying, we don't only want that response of the 25th of July. What we want is, in addition to the response of the 25th of July, which will form part of comprehensive report, is that we then get all other outstanding reports that have been agreed upon by this committee on the meeting of the 5th and the 12th of March, which therefore the department must present. And in response to that, Honorable Ghana goes further and says, we need even other reports which say they've been deferred, there have been forensic reports. Of course, we are mindful of the fact that a forensic report will be subject to the department under agreeing if they want to solicit. But as we want that report, because remember, when you talk forensic reports, there's sensitive issues that it might not want them to be diverged. That, but actually, this is what we're requesting. We are requesting a detailed report. A detailed report which will therefore speak to all the things, which will then assist the portfolio committee to be able to arrive at a determination. We therefore are saying, please, we are not at the best of happiness as the portfolio committee members in relation to the department's response. Particularly the National Department and the Judicial Department in particular, in terms of responding to this particular issue. We are of the view that more work and more response could have been better than we have done. We are not saying municipality has done better, but we are saying at this point in time, can we then go back and have a comprehensive response to report from all the spheres of government on this issue, including this outstanding issue. In other words, they are saying we must be able to speak to each other and have a report that is comprehensive coming from all of you. We are then saying, therefore, there is a need of a follow-up meeting. But on top of that, the portfolio committee is saying we are not particularly happy from the department, particularly the national department, of the level of representation that came to this committee. We would have to have a more senior person at the level of the district to come and appear on this matter to this committee in the next meeting. We will therefore then agree and advise whether the meeting that is going to take place next, because it's going to depend on all these processes. So therefore, we can't say the meeting will take place next week, or 2 weeks time, because it would be useless for us to meet for the sake of meeting. at least have the help, all the issues at hand. We might even decide that the next meeting goes straight to Nelson Mandela for meeting money, rather than coming here. So that we do two things at once. We do the meeting and we do an oversight as well at the same time. So I try to understand what is happening. So, and we do also take the best out of the conductors themselves of having to come here. We go to them. Therefore, the nature of the meeting is going to take place after this meeting. Is going to depend, therefore, on what happens afterwards. But we are very grateful and happy from the conductors themselves that they have made this trip to come here and speak to us. We are very unhappy and sad by the fact that we are talking of an issue that is almost going to 20 years of freedom. I mean, if you count the years, it's talking about how the doctors are still, honorable members. This issue has to be resolved as a matter of patience. I understand that there will be probably what the budget is saying, that there are areas. But what I heard from Mr. Prof is that the report of the 25th has gone some way forward and is actually trying to assist. We are also aware of the fact that because initially when meeting started was of the view that there was no payment at all. Now we are aware that there has been disparities of payment and there's payment that has been made that has been disputed. That's why Mr. Soha was saying we have requested bank statements of 2 minutes. I think that's what he said. Because I think what Ben says, the department says we have paid the contractor by disputing that accident that they received. It happened. So, therefore, there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done before the next meeting by ourselves, by the department, and everybody else. So there will be all kinds of bilateral that must take place, and the next meeting, hopefully, will be a meeting that comes to a resolution of the matter. We really don't want to be sitting in meeting after meeting as if we love meetings. The meetings must be the meetings that are resolving issues. Therefore, members, thank you very much. Department, officials, thank you for coming. How? Okay. Let me, because you could feel that I'm trying to wind up. Okay, let me see what the members want to say. Honorable Ghana, Honorable Ram, and Honorable Tabashi. Maybe they are going to assist in terms of how we need to move forward.
Yeah, all right, Chair. Thank you very much. And I agree in the main with what you have said. At some point today, I did mention that I don't know what happened to you, Chair. You are becoming too linear to the department. You just gave them a long street, and you said, that choose were given to us. This issue has been there since 2006, as you know, even though my tools are not good, but hunger sometimes does not have time frame. But in this case, Chair, I would say by the end of at least 21 days from today. So that's by the 19th of August, because the reports are there. The report are there. We have a comprehensive report so that if we do decide to go to Nelson Mandela Bay, we can go the 2 weeks after, so that we go before the end of his term, because this term, I think, ends before the, I think, somewhere in September. So I would like for us to, by the end of the term, we have actually moved so much on this. So I don't have the latter of 6 months or 6 years. 21 days from today, we need the comprehensive report. Thanks.
Been wrapped around the numbers, and I think I accept that there should be time frame around the issue, and I think I accept that. And I hope the departments are listening. Honorable Bank.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, I was also going to come and endorse the insight and emphasize the time frames in line. Also, to re-emphasize that we need to see the original specs and the redetermined specs, so that we see where the disparities are. Thank you, Chair. to accompany the documents that have been requested.
I agree with everything on the summary, but I have a little bit of uncomfort. In fact, I don't agree with the issue of forensic reports. Because here, according to this report, the MEC hasn't finalized anything. The minister, also national minister, we haven't heard anything. So those reports must be dealt with within the department first. And I don't think we're at that stage now. All we want now are all the reports that were wanted by the other committee and additional information. But the forensic reports, I don't agree with the message. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Honorable. Let's leave it at that. We will request for it. They must respond by saying that they have not dealt with it. Let's not answer for them for now. Let's just leave it at that. I think I agree with Honorable Dugana. We will just do that and then they will respond to that, in that question. So that's where we are. We will request all the reports. The only thing that I'm being told and I'm being ordered as the chair is that I then give the department 21 days to respond. I must not give you a long group, otherwise you're going to hang yourself. So we all want to hang ourselves 21 days, respond to the committee, and then the committee takes a decision on the way forward. We will then advise the contractors when what we expect them to do, whether we are coming to President Mandela Day or what is it, or whether you will be coming. We are mindful of what you said, that you are struggling, and therefore if we have called you back, we will then look at the logistic arrangement of that. We really thank you for that. And I think at that point, and at this particular time, thank you everybody for the way you have handled this matter. And thank you everybody for your cooperation right now up to now. But you just want, and I hope the department are noticing that the next meeting will not be as nice. This one was the nicest meeting. They will hear my colleagues are saying, I'm very nice to you, officials. So they know that I can be very unnice. But for now, I was very nice. So don't push me to be unnice. So in the next committee meeting that you will be coming, please be prepared. And please give us a detailed report as we want so that we can be able to move forward. With all the concerns and everything, we want that report because this issue needs to be resolved. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.